Long ago, when the world was brand new, the animals were admiring the trees, the flowers, and the sun. After a while, they grew tired of doing so. They began to admire each other. All animals wanted to be admired and spend a part of each day making themselves look more beautiful. Soon, they began to hold beauty contests. Sometimes tiger won the prize, sometimes eagle, and sometimes ladybird. Every animal tried hard. One animal in particular won the prize almost every time. This was polar bear. Polar bear was white. Not quite snowy white, but much whiter than any of the other animals. Everyone admired her. In secret, too, everyone was jealous of her. She was always washing and polishing her fur to make it still whiter. After a while, she was winning the prize every time. The only times any other animal got a chance to win was when it rained. On those days, Polar Bear would say, "I shall not go out in the rain. The other animals will be muddy, and I don't want to get myself dirty." Another trouble was dust. Whenever a single speck of dust landed on her white fur, she got very angry. "How can I be expected to keep beautiful in this country?" she cried. "None of you have ever seen me at my best because of the dirt here. I think I shall have to go into another country where there is none of this dust. Which country would be best?" she used to talk in this way. Peregrine Falcon was a beautiful bird, but he was not white. Again and again in the beauty contest, he ranked next to Polar Bear. "If it were not for her, I should be first every time," he said to himself. He thought and thought of a plan to get rid of her. How? At last he had it. He was a great traveler, so he said to Polar Bear, "I have been to every country in the world. I know a country which is so clean, even whiter than you are. The rocks are clean glass and the earth is frozen ice cream. There is no dirt there, no dust, no mud. You will become whiter than ever in that country. You can be queen of it." Polar Bear was very excited and cried, "This country sounds made for me." Then she said to the other animals, "I am going to that country. It is too dirty to live here." Peregrine Falcon hired Whale to carry his passenger. After some days, they came to the North Pole, where it is all snow and ice. "Here you are," cried Peregrine Falcon. "Everything is just as I said. No dirt, nothing but beautiful clean whiteness." "And the rocks are mirrors," also cried Polar Bear. Every day now, she sat on one iceberg or another to make herself beautiful in the mirror of the ice. Her fur became whiter and whiter in this new clean country. She said to Peregrine Falcon, "I shall never go back to that dirty old country again." Peregrine Falcon flew back to the other animals and said to them, "Polar Bear has gone forever."